This is cassette number 7.
For if the sun was moved to the center of the nebula, humans could build an interstellar empire without reaching the edge of the cloud. Wonder surged in him, sudden, unexpected. I am privileged, he thought anew, to live in such a time. One day, he supposed, some Wormcam explorer would sail beneath the icy crust of the moon and seek out whatever lay at its core. And perhaps teams of investigators would scour the surface of the planet below, seeking out relics of the past. He envied those future explorers the depth of their knowledge, and yet he knew they would surely envy his generation most of all. For as he sailed outward with the expanding front of Wormcam exploration, David was here first, and nobody else in all of history would be able to say that. Kate continued handspelling to Bobby.
Long story. Japanese lab. The place he used to clone tigers for witch doctors. Heather just a surrogate. David Wormcammed it all. Then all that mind control. Hiram didn't want more mistakes.
Heather. I felt no bond. Know why now. How sad. She thought she could feel his pulse in the invisible touch at her palm.
Yes. Sad. Sad.
And then, without warning, the door crashed open. May Wilson walked in holding a pistol. Without hesitation, she fired once, twice, to either side of Kate. The gun was silenced, the shots mere pops. There was a cry, a patch of blood hovering in the air, another like a small explosion where the bullet exited Bobby's body. Kate tried to stand, but the nozzle of Wilson's gun was at the back of her head.
Don't even think about it.
Bobby's shroud was falling, in great, concentric circles of distortion and shadow that spread around his wounds. Kate could see he was trying to get to the door, but there were more of Hiram's goons there. He would have no way through. Now, Hiram himself arrived at the door. His face twisted with unrecognizable emotion as he looked at Kate, at Bobby's body.
I knew you couldn't resist it. Gotcha, you little shit.
Kate hadn't been out of her boxy cell for how long? 30, 40 days? Now, out in the cavernous, dimly lit spaces of the Wormworks, she felt exposed, ill at ease. The shot turned out to have passed straight through Bobby's upper shoulder, ripping muscle and shattering bone, but through pure chance, his life was not in danger. Hiram's medics had wanted to give Bobby a general anesthetic as they treated him, but staring at Hiram, he refused, and suffered the pain of the treatment in full awareness. Hiram led the way across a floor empty of people, past quiescent, hulking machinery. Wilson and the other goons circled Bobby and Kate, some of them walking backward so they could watch their captives, making it obvious there was no way to escape. Hiram, immersed in whatever project he was progressing now, looked hunted, rat-like. His mannerisms were strange, repetitive, obsessive. He was a man who had spent too much time alone. He's the subject of an experiment himself, Kate thought sourly. A human being deprived of companionship, afraid of the darkness, subject to constant, more or less hostile glares from the rest of the planet's population, their invisible eyes surrounding him. He was being steadily destroyed by a machine he had never imagined, never intended, whose implications he probably didn't understand even now. With a pang of pity, she realized there was no human in history who had more right to feel paranoid. But she could never forgive him for what he had done to her and to Bobby. And, she realized, she had absolutely no idea what Hiram intended for them now that he had trapped his son. Bobby held Kate's hand tight, making sure her body was never out of contact with his, that they were inseparable. And even as he protected her, he was able subtly to lean on her without allowing the others to see, drawing strength she was glad to give him. They reached a part of the Wormworks Kate had not seen before. A kind of bunker had been constructed, a massive cube half set into the floor. Its interior was brightly lit. A door was set in its side, operated by a heavy wheel as if this was a submarine bulkhead. Bobby stepped forward cautiously, still clutching Kate.
What is this, Hiram? Why have you brought us here?
Quite a place, isn't it?
Hiram grinned and slapped the wall confidently.
We borrowed some engineering from the old NORAD base they dug into the Colorado Mountains. This whole damn bunker is mounted on huge, shock-absorbent springs.
Is that what this is for?
to ride out a nuclear attack?